And for more on that public life, we turn to NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook. She looks back at the career of a man who was one of the Democratic Party's most promising young stars.
Until last year, Wiener was considered a mid-level politician on the national stage. He'd worked for then-Representative Chuck Schumer and won Schumer's seat after he left for the Senate. In 2005, Wiener ran in the Democratic primary to be the mayor of New York. He finished second. His star began to rise toward the end of the health care debate in Congress, a debate that snarled most of 2009 and the spring of 2010.
You know, from time to time in this debate during health care, you know, I've kind of felt that sometimes we as Democrats, we come into knife fights carrying library books.
Here, Wiener speaks to the Manhattan Young Democrats in early April 2010. He'd always had pluck, but that debate brought out the anti-Republican bulldog in Wiener.
And this year, we showed them that we can take a punch and give one back as well, and that's why we...
Later in July, three defining moments. One, he married Huma Abedin, a brilliant and connected political aide to Senator and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Two, his campaign reports released that month showed he'd already amassed $3.9 million for his bid to be mayor of New York City, an election then more than 3 years away. And three, during a debate over health care for 9/11 first responders, Wiener took to the House floor to fight against Republicans.
If you believe this is a bad idea to provide health care, then vote no. But don't give me the cowardly view that, oh, if it was a different procedure.
That scene of the scrappy and passionate defender of heroes made news. Wiener did the rounds of the political talk shows, became a popular pundit, quickly and forcefully making the case for Democratic ideals. He was the man to watch. In retrospect, perhaps the height of his career came this spring in a splashy speech to the annual Congressional Correspondents' Dinner.
And really, like, who is Boehner fooling? What am I, like, Anthony Weiner? What am I? I mean, like, who are you? Like, I'm serious, brother. Just embrace it, you know? I mean...
Washington's biggest ballroom was packed with journalists and political stars, and Wiener put them on notice, comparing himself to President Obama's former chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, who lost half a finger in a restaurant accident as a teenager. Emanuel had recently been elected mayor of Chicago on the night Wiener spoke.
I mean, who knew that what it takes to be mayor of a big city is to be a hot-tempered, arrogant, loud Jew with 9.5 fingers? Who knew? And in other news, I've taken a job at Arby's as the meat cutter.
In Washington and New York, it was practically an assumption that Wiener would be the Big Apple's next mayor. Until May. That famous accidental tweet, 10 days of lying and self-righteous protest, and then this.
I haven't told the truth. And I've done things I deeply regret.
Following Wiener's confession, the calls for his resignation grew in number and in weight. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said he wished he could defend Wiener, but he couldn't. President Obama said Wiener had embarrassed himself and should step down. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi signaled Wiener would be stripped of his committee assignments if he chose to stay. Eventually, Wiener found his position untenable. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News. Wait. There's a postscript. Two facts about our culture are proved time and again. Americans believe in redemption, and there is life after politics. Bill Clinton is now more likely to be called an elder statesman than a shamed president. Newt Gingrich married the woman he was having an affair with during the Lewinsky scandal, and they're now on the campaign trail as he runs for president. And Eliot Spitzer, the New York governor exposed as a client of a prostitution service, now has a political talk show on CNN.
If Anthony Weiner, at the very first moment, had stood up and said, let me be open, this is a chapter in my life I'm not proud of, here are the facts.
Yeah.
Spitzer could have been talking about himself, and that proves the point. Though Weiner's career seems over and done with now, there may be more to this story as the scandal fades. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.